The following podcast is meant for mature audiences only. It is not safe for work and definitely not for the easily offended. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, it's Vince Desi from Running With Scissors. Truly an honor to be here on the Absurd Church. Hey man, it's an honor to be on a Church Absurd. Okay, here we go.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
You need to shut the fuck up.
You feel blamed? Smoke weed. Are you mad? You feel like Wolf Bob Rennett? Your friend?
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the 42nd episode of the Church Absurd. I'm your host, Reverend Jess, joined by
Deacon Sam.
And forgive the ASMR type of audio. It is very early on in the morning when we are recording this.
About 7 a.m.
Yeah, 7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta get dressed, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Exactly.
I don't know what the fuck that's from.
That's Rebecca Black Friday, sir.
That's from what?
Rebecca Black's Friday.
Oh.
You know, fried egg, gotta get down on fried eggs.
I just remember everybody hating that bitch for doing that video.
Yeah. Like, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, we forgot to, of course, introduce our third co-host.
And Sister Christy.
All right. Lonnie, get his body out of here.
Yeah, all get right. to it, Lonnie.
All right. All right.
Come on,
so,
don't. Let's go. Eat the body.
I'm not going to eat the fucking body, you idiot. Just
get that clear now.
I
yes,
won't.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Come on.
But anyway.
Long, Igor.
So, we were recording a Fickle Fanboy episode, and randomly he showed up. And I'm convinced that he just lives in some sort of secret basement underneath my house and just shows up again occasionally.
Wait, Lonnie showed up?
Yeah. He just, like, because, you know, in Sam and Max Hit the Road, which is what we were talking about, you know, there's Bigfoot. And he heard Bigfoot, and I'm assuming it's like a Spidey sense. And he just got on the microphone and started talking about Bigfoot.
Oh.
And, I'm convinced he has, like, a little hidey hole underneath my house or something
probably
like
does.
That. Like,
I think he's living in his van.
Like that story from the fucking, from like Reddit and shit about the secret trap door that like led to like an underground full bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, I don't know if he's living in his van or what. Like, I think he's got a cabin up there, but I don't fucking know. As long as he doesn't come into my valley, we're okay.
Yeah. I mean, just keep it, you know, keep it normal.
Yeah, because, I got home from work about 5:30 the other morning and I passed his van at a neighbor's house and naturally I rolled down the window and spit on it.
Yeah, as you
and
do.
As you do. Then I came home and then, you know, the wife wanted some snacks and I put some gas in her, for me to put some gas in her car. So I drove back by and his van was gone.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
The spit woke him up.
Yeah, probably.
He was asleep in the back.
I've almost busted out his windows because he parks his van that same spot at a neighbor's house and just goes down there and gets drunk for hours and leaves his dogs in his van.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Lonnie is, he's not been the same ever since that, ever since Bigfoot left.
Yeah, I mean, no. Yeah,
he's like Kurt Cobain in like April of 94. You know what I mean? He's not looking good.
Yeah, he's staring down the barrel of that gun every night, wondering if he's got it in him to pull the trigger.
Yeah,
oh, here's the fun new thing. No, wait, I can't say that on the podcast.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
You absolutely can.
Lonnie has had a knack for bringing over boys in their early 20s, apparently.
Oh my God.
Has
he been trolling 4chan and looking at trap porn and now he's like, oh, fuck it, I'll try it?
Yeah, he's not going for traps, apparently. He tells everyone they're his nephews. Came to visit for the night with him.
Came to visit for the night in the same bed, in one shed.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Hey, you know, if he is gay, good for him.
Well, Lonnie, we know you miss Bigfoot and his penis.
Yes, exactly.
You know, but it'll be okay.
That explains the whole Bigfoot molested me story.
Yeah. Yep, it does.
It wasn't really Bigfoot. It was just like a hairy gay guy.
That might have been the guy's name at the men's bathhouse.
Exactly.
That's his nickname there.
Exactly. Because he like has like a really hairy back or something. And he's got like size 14 feet or something.
Fuck you. I have size 14.
You do?
Yeah.
How much of a pain in the ass is it to shop for shoes?
It's not easy.
Yeah, they're
thankfully with some boots, a 13 will fit comfortably. But when it comes to shoes, it's got to be 14.
When I went to college for like the only year that I did it, there was a guy at the college who had a size 18, and I was like, "How the fuck do you find shoes?
You gotta order that shit."
Well, and he goes, "I go to BigShoes.com." Like apparently that's
a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they got the big and tall and shit, so I don't see why not.
Yeah.
But yeah, in case you haven't caught on, folks, this is going to be a more chill episode. We're going to talk about some stuff because, you know, there's some stuff to address, but, you know.
Yeah, we do have a few things we want to alert you of.
Exactly. It's very much a calm episode. You know, I've only been awake for an hour. Sam's been awake for 14 hours at least.
About 16.
16 hours. So yes, it's going to be a very chill episode. And
worked 12 of them. Worked 12, drove 2.
Yeah. Well, and to anybody that has been asking where we've been,
fuck you. You don't need to know where we've been.
Well, it's just, you know, you got to understand. Life is important, and working is important. And plus, where I am doing work on 3 different podcasts now.
And I am doing work on fuck all. Besides working on
it. Yeah, I was going to say, you're working like 12-hour shifts, though. Yeah. So it's like, basically, you know, we barely get any time to spend with our significant others as is. So, you know, realistically,
I need to get that booty.
Yeah, and Sam is here recording at 6 in the morning because of his work schedule. So, realistically, you'll get episodes when you get them.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't be aggressive towards us.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do that.
Exactly. But rest assured, you know,
we're here for you.
We do still love you guys very much.
Hit me up on the Twitter. Yeah. And I'll once I get my phone screen fixed or download Twitter on my tablet finally, I'll respond to you.
Do you even know your password?
Probably not. But I got the email so I can get the password.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, because I just am at a point where it's you know, because let's be real. This show is never going to get unbelievably famous because you
listeners just haven't picked up the slack.
Exactly.
You haven't been doing your jobs, getting the word out.
You haven't been spreading this thing like the HIV virus in the 80s.
Yeah,
you know.
Come on. One flight attendant. That's all it took
to
infect so many. Just to fuck America up. Sorry,
is that the Rugrats theme?
No, it's the scales on my phone. It's an alarm I haven't been able to shut off since I broke my phone screen. And there's like 7 of them.
And it's been like, what, 6 months?
Like 3, 4.
Because you broke it around the same time that you broke your windshield.
Oh, that was broken for weeks. My phone was broken for weeks before that.
Oh, okay. Well, either way.
The back window's been a little longer, but as I told you, picking up the whole new half of a Ford Ranger, it's going to all be repainted black and get a little absurd logo on it somewhere.
Yeah, and you know, that way the fucking, you know, the Edgelord truck can live on.
Edgelord will live on.
Because right now the Edgelord truck is looking very rough.
Oh, yeah, no, it's...
It's seen better days.
God. Bed's falling apart, back window busted out. I haven't even cared to retape the plastic over it.
Yeah.
Oh, once I get the window fixed, I'm getting that whole thing just like shampooed and detailed.
Oh yeah, I don't blame you at all. I mean,
but right now I just don't give a fuck.
Hopefully with a new bed comes...
Motor's good.
Well, I'm saying hopefully with a new bed comes the ability to actually get some running taillights.
Yep. Don't have taillights, and only the brake light on my roof works.
Yeah.
So no the brake light. So I got 2 stick-on LEDs on the back window that are my running lights, and I have not been pulled over yet, and I'm driving like 45 minutes each way to and from work, once at 5 in the afternoon and once at 5 in the morning, and I just have not been pulled over.
Yeah,
I've been real lucky, but I don't want to continue pushing it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna suck if I'm halfway home from work at, you know, 5 in the fucking morning, and I get pulled over and told to park my fucking truck.
Yeah, and then I get a fucking
phone call. I would not call the wife. I would call you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It is what it is. But Speaking of interesting developments,
I'm living my best edgelord life.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Speaking of developments, though, we had history made.
History was made in Stanton, Kentucky on this past Sunday at 3 p.m.
Yes.
By a man. He is...
A man, a myth, a legend.
Michael Shepard.
Yes.
In Stanton, Kentucky. The Little Caesars has had a standing record of 5 minutes and 25 seconds as the record for eating a large pizza one-handed.
A large hot and ready pizza, mind you.
Yep. 5 minutes and 25 seconds on one hand.
Yes. Yes. So no, there's no double fisting. There's nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
This record was shattered in a glorious ball of fire by Michael Shepard.
Yes.
In a minuscule 2 minutes and 57 seconds.
Yes.
That is how long it took this man to eat a large pizza by himself with one hand. Yeah. I was there. I was the timer. And it was just... God, it was disturbing.
Well, I mean, to me, that sounds pretty fucking glorious.
I mean, it was just metal as fuck the way he had 2 pieces down going for the third at 15 seconds.
Wow. And you said that he had been, like, training for it. Like he's
Oh,
like,
he had.
He's
he
like,
had,
he's Rocky running to the top of the stairs.
He had been training for several weeks since Father's Day when we had had a, we showed up with like 15 Little Caesars pizzas thinking there's going to be a shitload of people there. And there was not, like half of them bailed. So we were just like...
As you do.
As you do. So we were just
and,
like,
and to
fuck
be
it.
Fair, I was one of those people that bailed, but it's because we found out that my wife has a kidney infection, so...
But, yeah, that was a... We had a little competition there, but no, he's been eating a lot of lettuce, drinking shitloads of water to stretch his stomach out, and watermelon. He said he ate 15 pounds of watermelon in one day. And it... Like, that is just a horrifying thought. I love watermelon, but 15 pounds in a day.
15 pounds of anything is just a little over the top, but, I mean, but clearly it worked.
He said he was peeing continuously, obviously, because, you know, fucking watermelon, shitloads of it. Bet he had the squirts like a motherfucker, too. He did not say that, though.
I mean, in all seriousness, there is something beautiful that happens when you set out to achieve a goal.
He did. He set out to achieve it, and on the way there, I was riding with him. He was, you know, he was saying he hoped to beat it by at least, beat the record by at least, you know, 15, 20 seconds just to put a good gap in there so the guy didn't come back and take it. No, he fucking crushed it.
Like, to me, because, and... I had spoken with him previously, you know, like I think a couple days before, and you could tell he was just excited.
Oh yeah, no, he had a lot of fun with it.
He's literally, you can tell he's been looking forward to this. He was telling me about how he tried it with cold pizza because he figured cold pizza would be better because, you know, harder crust, harder to swallow. And he was able to get that down in about 5 minutes and 13. So,
yeah.
And, you know, I gotta fucking give it to him. Hats off.
Yeah, he set out to achieve it, and he fucking crushed it.
Yeah. So
it was just a lot of fun to do anyways.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, but it's a situation of, like, now the possibilities are endless for competitions.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
well, there's going to be a challenge by one of our neighbors in September, I think, is when we're trying to do it. We're, yeah. You know, it's going to be sponsored by the Church Absurd. It will, it'll be something to behold. Your very own Deacon Sam just might participate.
Well, and by sponsored by, he means that we'll be there doing commentary. We're not going to be buying the pizzas.
Like, I'll probably pay the $5 for my pizza, but yeah, you know, that's kind of your own thing.
Yeah, exactly. You want to be in the competition, there, it's BYOP. Bring your own pizza.
Fucking shit. Oh, man.
But yeah, so, I mean, realistically, though, I'm happy about it.
Oh, yeah. No.
I think, and if we do a competition, I think that would be very fun.
There's going to have to be a certain amount, a certain level of fanfare
and,
involved.
And theatricality,
oh,
for sure.
Oh, of course.
We need to bring cameras out, and we need to use, you know, your significant other's computer to edit some video together to put up on YouTube.
Yeah, no, we will absolutely. We will deliver.
It's going to be the WrestleMania of pizza eating competitions.
Yeah, we're going to have to play this one up. We're going to need a lot of booze for this, too.
And because we'd be going to the Little Caesars in Jackson, which is right next to the vault.
We're going to have to get them involved.
Oh, they will. I'm willing to bet, at the very least, Clell. Clell.
Oh, yeah. No, he would.
Yeah. But, yeah, it is, it's fantastic. I'm very happy for Mike, and I'm definitely happy at the possibilities that lie before us.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because, you know, you have the record breaking on video.
Yep.
So that means we can upload it to Pornhub. with the title, Chubby Daddy Swallows Round Italian Meat.
Oh, don't do that to the man.
Well, I mean, if it's on Pornhub, it has to have a sexual title.
I mean, at least, you know.
Like, you know, when they upload
Chubby Daddy Goes to Town on Round Italian. Maybe don't, you know, at least don't make the man sound gay.
So it's not gay if you go to town on somebody, but
I mean, Round Italian could just be some kind of bigger Italian chick, you know.
Hot Italian babe.
Hot Italian eaten out by fucking Mike Shepherd.
No, because we don't want to put his name out there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, when we edit the video for Pornhub, we want to say, you know, Mike, and then bleep out the last name.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he basically gave a jackass type of intro.
Well, that's what I told him. He was wanting to do an intro, and, you know, when we were on the way there, I was like, you just need to open, you know, look at the camera and say, hi, I'm Mike Shepherd, and welcome to Jackass, and then just start eating. But, you know, he gave a little intro. He talked about the guy, Michael Whitey.
Whitey?
Yeah. Michael Whitey had the previous record.
How funny would it be if he was a black guy?
I went to school with a black kid with the last name White and a white kid with the last name Black. It's not terribly uncommon, but, you know, still pretty funny. But, you know, once I heard that other guy's name, I was like, all right, you know, now you got to get on there and say, hi, I'm Mike Shepherd. Hi,
I'm Mike Shepherd. I'm about to kill Whitey.
No.
I'm about to kill Whitey. Oh, no. Record.
No. It was, hi, Mike Shepherd. Damn it. I'm sorry. It was, hi, I'm David Duke, and welcome to Jackass. Oh, sorry, viewers. Or Reverend, since he'll have to cut out that.
I'm not going to cut that out. I'm done cutting things out. In all honesty,
fine. I'm high.
Yes, I'm letting everything just like rain on this podcast. Just because.
Well, I went home and got ripped, and then I came over here to fucking record.
And now he has an alarm that sounds like the Rugrats.
Seriously, like 3 months, I have not been able to turn it off. Unless my phone is dead. It goes off every morning between 7:30 and 8:30.
Yeah.
And it fucking sucks. It at least it's it's not one of the alarm tones I had, which was the sun from Rick and Morty when they were looking at other planets. It's just like God. A solid 30 seconds of, But funny thing, my ringtone is another Rick and Morty song. It's the Terry Fold song.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And when you called me back this morning, I was engaged in Congress with my wife, and that just started playing, and it was very hard to ignore.
I mean, I would have used it. The trick is, you know,
The trick is, you got to grab the Terry folds, yeah, and you got to hold the foldy flaps.
Yeah, exactly. But what I'm saying is, what you have to do is set your ringtone to a live album. And that way, it can just be applause, you know, while you're going at it.
God damn it.
I don't know. What do you think the best one would be, like the best song to play on a cell phone would be while you're having sex to be interrupted by? As far as, like, one that won't take you out of the mood. In fact, it would help you in your coital Congress.
Hmm.
I'm thinking something like, stroke me,
pour some sugar on me, in the name of love.
I'll be honest, I'm not a Def Leppard fan at all, but that song still bumps.
Yep, it does.
They, yeah, and the fact they're able to do it with a one-armed drummer is very impressive.
Indeed, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, he lost his arm in, like, a car accident or something, and now he has, like, a fucking, like, total, He has, like, a half-programmed, half-normal drum kit. And, like, he does everything with, like, his feet and one arm. And it's pretty impressive. I'm not going to lie.
Right on.
He can still do a rim shot pretty easily. You know, boom.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I think something like Stroke Me or, you know, obviously, like,
Come Bitch Come by Head P.
Yeah, yeah.
Once Cardinal Christian found out about that song.
Oh yeah, he became a real
blaring that in McDonald's drive-through.
Yeah,
I mean, one day he just pulled up in front of the smoking area in his car and was like, "Let's be toxic people," and just started blaring just obscene music. I was just like, eh.
I mean, in all honesty, he has the ability to do that about everything. So
Yeah. Basically,
like, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's fun to troll people, but he tries to troll people at, like, the level of, like, people on Vine used to do.
Yeah.
And it's just
He was.
He's very much a 21-year-old.
He was a basic bitch. Now he's a dead bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So now he can come bitch come in hell. So he's down there with Porta-John.
Cardinal Chris is dead and not coming back, viewers. Let's make that clear.
Yes, he is dead and he's no longer coming back. And you know, I don't feel bad at all. Because
back to the two-man show.
Exactly. With the occasional guest. We'll still have a guest occasionally. No. Cuz I know Jesse Root is very much interested in
Like that guy. He's cool.
He's interested in sitting in on a show and everything like that, but yeah, so moving on, we need to talk about Area 51.
I was going to say the same thing. I've been just chomping at the bit to get at this.
This is the one thing that inspired us to come back and do an episode.
We had to. We got to talk about this.
Yeah.
I have been dreaming of just seeing a horde of weebs, like the helicopter camera footage of, like, just all these fucking internet people.
Yeah.
Naruto running at the gates of Area 51 and just getting mowed down.
Yeah. I cannot believe, like,
I want it to happen.
I do.
I want this mass murder to happen.
Realistically,
whichever side wins, good on you.
Someone put it perfectly, and they said that it's going to be either the greatest government takeover in history or the biggest graveyard in history.
Yeah.
Because it is literally, like, I would love for it to actually happen. Because I think weebs are cancer. So if a bunch of them just Naruto run and head towards the gates of Area 51 and get immediately mowed down by, like, an MG-50.
Oh, yeah, no, it's Area 51. I can only imagine about what their defenses might be.
It is, it's going to be glorious. But realistically,
watch it be like an Indiana Jones in the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, just like two fuckheads standing at a gate.
Yeah, exactly. Now, in all seriousness, though, I think that, don't get me wrong, a lot of people are signing up just for the meme. I get that. But
I'm probably going to do the same. But, I'm not going out there, though. Fuck
but
that.
There is quite a few people that I think would show up just for the meme. Because, okay, I'll give you a prime example. I have a friend in the Cleveland music scene named Coley Colgate. He's a rapper, right? And he's well-known in Parma because Parma, Ohio, is the cancer-riddled anus of Ohio.
Fair enough.
And I'm telling you, a bunch of juggalos and fuckboys. That's all it is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but anyway. It's
still a city.
Right. It's surviving on a foundation of meth. But anyway, so he randomly one day just for the meme, put out a text and a tweet that said flash mob at Parma Mall, you know, Parma Town Mall. And about 150 kids showed up. Right. Just as a joke. Right, and he was there anyway, so he just walks through a crowd with, like, the fucking camera, and there's just 150 kids just standing in the food court, right? So, I know there's going to be people that show up for the meme, and I'm really hoping that they take the meme so far, because as much as I love internet culture,
Oh, it is just the it's the worst thing since social media and organized religion.
Yeah, there's this now group of people that just communicate in nothing but memes, and it's just, oh my God, it's bad. Like, here's just the thing:
the deterioration of
anybody that uses the term "dank" seriously, and they're not talking about weed,
they are cunts.
Yes. So like that, and like just the whole, like when you see, like when people use the term bae, unironically,
I hate that.
Yes, it's very, it's, God, there's there, it's, that. It's very cancerous. It's a sign of the end times. And I'm hoping that
the horsemen are riding.
Yes, I'm hoping that Area 51 is the beginning of that.
Oh yeah, no, Satan's gonna come up out of that mass grave, like in the fucking South Park movie. Where he comes up when the Canadian blood hits American soil.
Yeah, okay. This is definitely the sign of the coming apocalypse.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, I'll be honest, I think we're kind of responsible for it because, you know, we were talking about how NASA's gone too far, and people are, I think people are taking our words to heart.
Yeah, NASA needs to lay off the cocaine, just saying.
Yeah, we're going to the moon. Oh, yeah, sure you are. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for mining another fucking planet after ours is already destroyed.
Yep.
Oh, man. But yeah. So, I have been looking on the internet.
I haven't seen any of this about it yet.
Well,
no, wait, no.
Well, yeah, but what I wanted to tell you about is, have you heard about the Ethot that was killed?
I have not.
Okay, so
Ethot.
Yes, Ethot is this chick is from 4chan, and I've only done a little bit of research because I don't roam B like I used to because, you know, I turned 15. So, so occasionally I'll just peep over there whenever I hear about something going on. And I saw a post about this Ethot who was killed. Number one, she was known as like Xanax and Zoloft and Xans and stuff like that. She was known because she has a massively large neck. She's underage and would post nudes all over the place. So, you know, Deep Web probably has a good collection on her.
Oh, yeah.
But, apparently, she pissed off the wrong one.
Yeah.
And he was basically, you know, a total incel and got mad because she was talking to other guys, which, of course, she was because she's an Ethot. She's one of those people, yeah, that, like,
as Ethots do.
You know, she's one of those people on Twitter that, you know, their link is not a social media link. It's a PayPal link or a fucking, you know, Cash App, yeah, link. And she would essentially bully men into submission. And like she was into like pay pigs and stuff, right? So eventually they just decided that this chick needs to die. She pissed off the wrong one. He followed her to a venue and he cut her fucking throat out and he took a picture of it, and I have the picture here.
Oh
yeah, it's
neat.
As you do. I mean, and like that's the thing. I'm not condoning the actions of this incel because I think incels are massively cringy in the first place.
Oh yeah, I hope they're the ones that show up to Area 51. And let's be honest, they probably will.
I mean, most of them are probably weebs anyway, and they probably have a waifu and everything like that.
Yeah, they got some cheap, shitty Amazon katana.
Exactly.
And they're gonna
they're gonna try and block bullets with it, and it's gonna fucking, not only is the bullet gonna go straight through the katana, it's gonna break the katana, and then a piece will come out and hit somebody else in the eye and get the 2-for-1 special.
Two birds, one bullet.
Exactly. So basically this chick got killed, and we have the picture here.
I'm just waiting on it to load.
Yes. It's
Yeah, that bitch dead.
Yeah, she
has
a
really long neck.
Yeah, that is one of the things she is known for. She's,
and it looks even longer now. Her throat's opened up like 3 inches.
Yeah, you know, she added some length onto it, but yeah. So basically, it's
if only she could add a little girth.
Yeah, and keep in mind, this is a pretty horrible image, but it's not the worst I've seen.
No, no, by far. I mean, this is breakfast.
Yeah, some people thought that this was actually a fake one, which I could see that. I mean,
yeah, I could see it, but I'm staring straight down her windpipe right now. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I think you can see some steaming in there. I'm not entirely sure.
Probably.
But
what a fucking Jew knows. I feel like if she were alive and I saw her, I'd think she was coming to steal my land.
That's terrible. They call that cheap heat. But yeah, so, and not only that, but get this. This is what the pussy did. After he fucking killed her, he went full incel with it and slit his own throat.
Oh,
trying
God.
To do like a Romeo and Juliet thing. And of course, they found him in critical condition.
Yeah, no,
and he survived.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so now he gets to fucking live in infamy as the fucking cringy fucking incel that killed an ethot.
Yeah, he's not getting out of jail for a long time.
I'll tell you what, though. Some people are actually saying, like, they're downplaying her death because she was an ethot. I don't think that's right. I think you should downplay everybody's death, but that's just me.
Yeah, because nobody needs to give a fuck, but... No, the internet culture has just, it's just taken America to a deep, deep level it can't come back from at this point.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, you know, stuff like, why is everybody losing their head over people, you know, over this chick dying? Why are people sticking their neck out for this chick? Everything like that, you know what I mean? They're making a whole bunch of dumb jokes. And I...
Oh, why are they sticking their necks out? Yeah. Oh.
And why are they losing their heads?
Oh.
But yeah, so,
ba-dum-ts.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. She's, I would say rest in peace, but I really just don't care.
That bitch did.
Yeah. I've seen much worse and, you know, at the end of the day, nothing shocks me anymore.
No.
It's crazy. It's crazy the effect the internet has on us.
Total desensitization.
Yeah. Like, cause like most people would be like, you know, would feel like a sickness in their gut from looking at that. But like, you know. I've seen so much that it is absolutely nothing to me.
Dude, the ISIS videos, you've watched them, right?
Oh, yeah.
The videos they put out, they put actual, like, theatrical production.
Oh, yeah, for
They've
sure.
They've got really good camera and video editing software. I mean,
yeah, they're rocking Adobe Premiere. They got the Adobe.
Yeah, they got the...
You got the Adobe suite, for sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is just... I mean, seeing a man just take a shotgun slug to the head at, like, 4 feet away is just horrifying. Yeah. I mean, it almost looks fake, but,
yeah,
you know, it's not.
It's one of those things, you know. I mean, because, you know, we've seen much, much worse stuff, you know, out there. And it's kind of pointless because it's pointless getting offended by it because we have this shit.
I love the mountains. I love the clear blue skies.
I love when great lights fly. I love the whole world
and all its sights and sounds.
Boom de yada, boom de yada, boom de yada, boom de yada.
I love the ocean.
I love real dirty things.
Oh.
I love to go fast.
I love Egyptian kings.
I love the whole world
and all its craziness.
Boom de yada, boom de yada, boom de yada, boom de yada.
I love tornadoes.
I love arachnids.
I love magma.
That's a lot of separate heads.
Yeah. See what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like that right there, that especially in the, I mean, you know, you were mentioning the Happy Days one that one time.
Oh, yeah, that one's fun.
Yeah, I mean, like that right there, it's just, it's nothing to me. I just, I'm bored. I'm bored with edgy content. You know what I mean? As far as like, you know,
yeah.
Oh my God. Like, and that's the thing, because it's not, and the sad part is back in the day of like rotten.com.
Yeah.
You know, like that meant something to show something fucked up like that.
Oh yeah.
Now it's nothing. Now it's just, okay. And
dude, the guy that runs Heavy R is living in like some fucking jungle in South America and has to like walk to town every day to get to the internet.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me either.
Well, because like that's the thing, man. It fucked up sites like that. The U.S. government, I will say, is pretty good about taking them down usually.
Yeah.
But like, what people will do is they'll just have servers in other countries. Like, you know, I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same reason Pirate Bay is still able to go up.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
Because they just keep their servers in a country where copyright is not a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, my whole standpoint is I think that I think we should make America great again. And No, that's a joke.
All right, I'll get my rifle.
Right. No, in all seriousness, though, like, I think we're far beyond the point of no return.
We passed that with the, you know, 90s.
I mean, like, but in all seriousness, we should just be teaching, like, We should be teaching 4chan shit in fucking grade school, because eventually they're going to find it anyway.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what's the point? I'll tell you what. I know more about disturbing shit that's been posted online than I do about fucking trigonometry. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, that's the thing. I would have loved to been able to get, like, a doctorate in fucking edginess.
Oh, absolutely.
Instead, I just got a Reverend Hood, so... But, now, have I ever told you about what I'm actually a reverend of?
I have a friend who's a reverend of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti.
Well, I'm a reverend in the Church of the Ghost Bear.
Ghost Bear.
Yes, the Ghost Bear is something that my buddy Paul Kahan came up with, and I decided to make myself a reverend in it. So, basically, at the beginning of time, there was a bear that was pregnant, right? Like an actual bear, not a fat, hairy gay man.
Okay.
But she didn't want the baby, so she had an abortion. And
I should hit you.
This is his story, right? Not mine.
I know, but you're saying it. Yeah. I just want to hit you.
Okay, so she had an abortion, and that became the Ghost Bear. And the Ghost Bear doesn't want anything but a dollar. So if you give
it doesn't
the,
want tree fitty?
No. If you give the Ghost Bear a dollar, you will get everything you ever wanted in life. So basically, you know, just give the Ghost Bear a dollar. And I was like, okay, well, that's a great church. So I'm going to become a reverend in the Church of the Ghost Bear. So I became a reverend in the Church of the Ghost Bear. And now I've also been, you know, the reverend of the Church Absurd for a year and a half now. So yeah. I'll tell you what. It's at the end of the day. It's stupid, but so is everything we do on this fucking show. So
yeah,
but
still, listeners, let us know. Should we start the Kentucky Church, Kentucky Mountain Church of Cannabis, or not? Let us know. I think we should do it.
I think we should start the Church of Mike Shepherd.
I want to eventually, here soon. I want to join the Church of Aya.
What's that?
The Church of Aya is actually in Kentucky. It is headed up by a ex-bank robber that, while in prison, met a man about to be deported back to South America. The guy had told him about ayahuasca. Have you heard of ayahuasca?
Oh, yeah, I know about ayahuasca.
Well, apparently, after that guy gets deported and our bank robber is out of jail, he receives a big plastic bottle in the mail labeled as dog shampoo, but it is actually a giant fucking bottle of ayahuasca to drink.
Huh.
He has since started the Church of Aya. It's a legal church. A legal, not illegal, legal church. Basically, you join for like $300 or $400.
Yeah.
And that gets you like a 3-day trip session in the safe space that him and his, you know, girlfriend and partner, you know, set up for people.
Yeah.
It's a legit thing.
Okay, when did they get established as the legal church?
I can't remember how long they've been doing it, but it's been for a few years at this point.
Are they tax exempt?
Probably.
That's fucked up if they got tax exemption before the Church of Satan did.
Because they said, like, the first night, you know, you just take a light little dose, and second day you go heavy. And
yeah. Well,
and they're, like, there to guide you.
Yeah. Well, okay, so... We're talking about churches. I've been getting these fucking weird-ass ads on YouTube for this, and I'm guessing it's because, you know, Church Absurd and shit like that, and my name on here is literally Reverend Jess. So, but it's from this channel called Bible is Mark a Beast, and right? And they have the video called Warning Number One, The Bible is an Idol. And
let's hear this.
It says in the description, it says, everyone knows that Jesus did not die to send us a book, but they are in denial. The Bible is the mark of the beast. Constantine, the first beast, compiled 50 Bibles, legalized Christianity, and set up a false prophet, a pope. King James II Beast was born 1566, 6th of Scotland, authorized a Bible in 1611 that now has 66 books to control people with an image of God's words they make to speak, the Bible says. By having faith in this idol, they break the new covenant of having faith in the living Christ through the Holy Spirit, who is the true word of God. The Bible is only history and has no authority. Ask Jesus, Yeshua, for the Holy Spirit. So he's got this fucking video, and he, you know, we're gonna take a look at it. So yeah, we're. I'm just gonna.
The Bible is an idol. Now I want to tell you some truths that God told me. This is called truth number one. He told me in Shreveport, Louisiana, in 1970, he spoke these five words to me, and this was the beginning of the Word of God to the world again.
I think this guy put more effort into printing out those pieces of paper.
Yeah, that's cardstock. That's not actual paper.
Yeah.
He put some money into it.
But he can't buy an HD camera?
Yeah, right?
I mean, this video
it's
is...
like every five words he has to look down at everything he has written on the back. Or
this video is from fucking 2015. HD cameras existed. All right. Anyway, moving on. Picking up at 21, 3, 2, 1.
The Bible is an idol. Now, I'll tell you these truths. I was sitting in a meeting with David Turrell. I'd worked with Oral Roberts, A.A. Allen and them, Lee Gerard and Rags Lane.
Who the fuck are they?
I was with David Turrell in the tent meeting. And I was sitting on the platform. I'd been leading the singing that morning. And Baldwin was preaching, teaching a message that morning. And it was like a glass house came over me. It was like you couldn't hear nothing in there. The traffic was still going by, and the people were still saying amen. I could hear them like way off.
He had
in this glass
stroke.
House,
yeah.
He spoke five words to me. Changed everything. I've been in the gospel about 6 years, and he had spoken to me before. But this time he spoke to me for the world. He spoke to me to tell you, that the Bible is an idol. And he said, five words that changed me, it'll change the world. The Bible is an idol. It's in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelations. It's a little book in Jesus' hand. Told John, you must go and prophesy this. And so I tore up a Bible that night in the meeting. They run me out of town, and they run me all over America and Canada and Mexico and Brazil, and I've been everywhere telling this. But it's the truth, and I couldn't give it up. And it's been 45 years ago he told me this. And it's true.
Pause. 45 years, and he's gone all over the world telling people that the Bible is an idol.
And he's only got a whopping 6,300 views.
You poor bastard.
Life wasted.
Like that's the thing. Like, he's saying, I'm confused, because he's saying that the Bible is an idol that Jesus gave. And if that's the case, then why is he still believing in Jesus?
Well, he said the 10th book of Revelations. He said that's what Jesus was carrying. He told him to prophesy that. I don't know.
It's weird. But this guy...
He's probably dead now. He's so old.
Who, Jesus?
No, this guy.
No, he's still alive. They just posted a video like 3 weeks ago.
Gross.
This is a true word of God. I'll be telling you how God speaks to me. And I asked him, I said, why did you call me? I'm a dumb hillbilly. I'm feeble-minded. I don't know anything. I said, why don't you get Jimmy Swaggart or Oral Roberts or Billy Graham or somebody to tell this? They got big ministries.
Still don't know who these people
They're
are.
They're eloquent. They got education. They got big words. I'm just a plain dumb hill. But he said they won't do it.
Sounds like
they,
Trump.
They work for the Bible. They're
let,
Bible
me, let me tell you, their words
the biggest
are,
words.
Their words are huge.
Money, millions of dollars.
Nobody has bigger words than they do. No. Why is he coming to me saying
truth,
that the Bible is an idol? If anything, we're making the Bible great again. Okay?
Now, I tell you this truth, and most of you won't believe it. Most of you know it's the truth. When I tell you when Jesus visited me, this is truth number one. I'm going to tell you when Jesus visited me and the things he told me, and you'll know it.
Was it Jesus or was it God? Which one was it?
Yeah, come on.
Fucking consistency in the story here, bud.
Yeah, plot holes already, man.
Yeah. More plot holes than Star Wars. This is ridiculous.
But you won't tear up a Bible and go and baptize yourself in the name of Jesus.
Bet me that I won't tear up a Bible.
Old man.
You think this is nuts. Well, it is. It's foolishness to the natural man. But there'll be a few. But now listen to me very plainly. This is not just to convert you to the truth. This is not to bring you into a living relationship with Jesus Christ. It's that too. And there'll only be a few. There's just a remnant of us left. But this is for a warning to you.
He's really backpedaling quite a bit.
Yeah.
He's just like, this is not trying to get you in a relationship with Jesus Christ.
But
it
is. that's
It is, but it isn't. He's like Clinton.
He's just trying to get you to be friends with benefits.
He's like Clinton at the impeachment trial. He's just dodging things like it's fucking like did you have sex with this woman? Well, what do you mean by have?
What is sex?
Now get that. This is a warning. You see, when you stand before Jesus and you tell Jesus, you say, I didn't know. He said, yes, you did. The hillbilly told you that the Bible is an idol. I sent him. And you had a chance to get in contact with him on YouTube, and you know it's the truth. You just don't want to do nothing about it. You don't want it to be the truth. You see, so it's a warning to you. Like Jeremiah preached 40 years.
Just lonely.
He didn't do no good. He just warned the people. So this is a warning to you. You go with this, and when you stand before Jesus, Jesus will tell you very plainly, like the same thing I'm telling you. He said, I did not die so you could have a 2,000-year-old history book. I lead you by the Spirit like I did my brothers in the book of Acts. Philip, join yourself to that chariot. Peter, go to Cornelius' house. Paul, go to Macedonia. And he told me, he said, tell them, hillbilly, the Bible is an idol. It's cost me my life. For 45 years, I've been telling you. This was in the springtime of 1970 when he told me, the Bible is an idol. You know it's the truth. You know Jesus didn't die to send us no book. All churches is built on this. You know on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost fell. You know this is the truth. But you will not face the truth, and I don't expect you to because you got big air-conditioned churches. You're going to take your chances on coming before God.
Oh, I would definitely come before God.
Oh, when I get in front of, if I get in front of God when I die, I feel like I'm not going to have a flashback of my life and account for that. I feel like every, you know, electronic device I've ever owned with Wi-Fi and internet capabilities is going to be thrown in front of me with the browser history open.
Exhibit A.
And never deleted. And I'm just going to have to shamefully look through it all.
Yeah. And then you'll just jerk off.
Yeah, and then I'll just start fapping.
But it's going to be bitter when you eat this book. It's going to be very, very bitter. So this is truth number one. Follow me on these truths, and you'll have the truth. You know it's the truth, and it's a warning to you. And so you'll be warned, but you won't take the warning. You'll laugh at me and make fun of me and call me names. But you know it's the truth. I'm telling you, a dumb hillbilly like me couldn't have made all this up. Thank you, Jesus, for telling the people that the Bible is an idol.
All right, so hail Satan, read the Bible.
Exactly, exactly. The Bible is an idol. It's a false idol. I don't know. That's the thing. The whole fucking rambling that he was doing, you know, it's pretty sad that, you know, fucking Dan Aykroyd sounds more fucking logical when he's talking about his Crystal Skull vodka. Have you ever seen that?
I have. Apparently, he was up north somewhere signing bottles for people with a gold Sharpie.
Well, have you ever seen the actual, like, promotion?
I have not.
Okay. I'm going to fucking pull this up because he's literally just, like...
I've been wanting to buy one of those just so I can...
I mean, it's only, like, $50. Yeah, so, I mean...
I mean, I just want the bottle so I can turn it into a bong. Like, seriously. I got a glass drill bit.
I'm Dan Aykroyd. Since childhood, I have been fascinated with the invisible world, a world which can help us get through life if we know how to draw upon its power, a world serving positive projections wherein you use your own personal, mental, and spiritual abilities to believe and subsequently make true the things that you want to happen for yourself. Also healing, miracles, the presences of spirits and beings once living now gone into another life, but who continue to intrude into our waking consciousness. By, for instance, haunting people or places. The implicit potential indestructibility of the soul must concern us. All of the foregoing are actual elements in our existence. Over half of the world believes in such phenomena. There are plenty of photographic and audio materials, both conventional and digital, and also some trace physical evidence, which support the premise that ghosts, UFOs and their occupants, plus other non-worldly presences exist. They indicate a supraform of reality as valid as our normal reality.
Wait, what the fuck does this have to do with vodka?
Yeah, god damn it. God damn it. Dan Aykroyd, your mental state did not improve over time.
He just saw Ghostbusters and he was like, that's a true story.
That actually happened.
I actually got a hand job from a ghost. I think that's a new one for you.
I drove the Statue of Liberty down the street.
I think that's a new one for the fucking, for the impressions game. Spirits, ghosts. And Crystal had vodka.
So this is a promo for a vodka.
Yeah, and
minute, it's 8 minutes long. God damn it.
I fucking love vodka.
He's just got to be hammered while he's doing this. He's just like, you know, fucking Bill
Murray. I can't even see the camera right now.
They're just letting him rant.
Yeah. It's just like there's nobody behind the camera, dude. Like,
I know.
It's just him standing in a fucking, you know, restaurant.
One of his kids got him a GoPro for Christmas or something like that, and he's decided to start using it.
But there is no jar of ectoplasm, and no one will show us the bodies from Roswell. We've had nothing to touch.
I want
to
see their fucking corpses.
Dan Aykroyd is behind the Area 51 storming.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. I'm telling you, man. He's going to be on the front line. He's just like, all right, Naruto runners at the ready.
God damn it. God damn it, Dan Aykroyd.
We will see the bodies that they brought from Roswell.
How long has this been out?
Fuck. I mean, this isn't posted from the actual like channel, but this video is from like 2008.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's got 546,000 views. Yeah.
Livers and only half a mil.
Right, poor bastard.
Right.
And they still won't give us the bodies from Roswell. You lousy fucks.
God damn it.
I don't know. But, like, that's the sad part, is that he seems more coherent than the fucking Bible is an idol guy.
Yeah, he genuinely does.
I don't know, man. What are we at time-wise? Okay, we're at 53 minutes.
I want some of that fucking vodka.
We should buy some and review it on the podcast.
Yep.
Just be like, just immediately when you take a drink, you start talking like Dan Aykroyd.
We got to do that if we go offer a ghost hunting episode at the vault in Beattyville.
Yeah. You guys aren't going to hear this because we ended up scrapping that episode because the sound quality was shit. But the vault has a new place out in Beattyville. And it's supposedly very haunted.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sad we're scrapping that one because I was pretty proud of it. I didn't catch the kid's name. All I heard was... I was pretty proud of that.
Here's the thing. I may salvage it, but it's not going up as a full episode. It'll go up as like a 0.5 or something. You know what I mean? Just because like the sound quality is not the greatest. They are not set up for recording there. It is all very echoey.
Oh, yeah. Very big and empty building. Creepy as shit. Rape addict. Rape addict.
It's a rape addict?
Yeah.
I'm addicted to rape. I've been in recovery for about 3 years now. But sometimes the temptations, man.
Drive through a college town. You never know what will happen.
Well, speaking of rape, my mom came to visit.
Oh, God damn it.
And
what the fuck?
Well, okay, so my mom came to visit, and it's the first time I've seen her in about 5 years. And
she raped you?
No. Well,
you raped her?
I'm getting to why I said speaking of rape is because naturally, because it was the first time I've seen my mom in 5 years, it's only fitting.
You thought you'd show her just how much you've grown.
Yes, so I made her sit. I sat her down and made her do a mom metal segment.
Made her sit.
Yeah, I made her do a mom metal segment. Right, and so now we have Louise reading "Raped by Elephants" by Torso Fuck. You know, because of course,
yeah,
that's the old classic right there. Yeah,
classic,
and you know,
Jesus Christ.
So give it up for Louise.
"Raped by Elephants" by Torso Fuck. I was visiting in Africa 2 months ago. My goal was to see all those wild animals. Most excited I was when I came close to elephants. They were so big and somehow so scary. Something happened when I snapped a picture. Three elephants surrounded me. One of them ripped off all my clothes. Second elephant came on me and started to spread my buttocks. My. With its huge trunk, I screamed in agony.
God.
When I felt it started to shove up my ass. Third elephant forced me to take its giant cock in my mouth. I sucked like a whore while I was ass-fucked by elephant trunk. After all, it was too bad. It wasn't too bad at all. It took only about 10 minutes and cock in my mouth started to come. Extremely huge load of elephant sperm filled my throat and spurted all over my face.
Oh.
I was completely fucked up.
Oh.
Really. But elephants had one more thing to do. All three of them huffed and puffed shits on me.
And what?
Shit on me.
And they left me alone with my ripped asshole. I'll never go to Africa again. And that ain't no shit.
God damn it.
Literally no shit.
Oh.
So that's give it up for Thelma and Louise.
All right. Reading Mom Metal. Thelma and Louise. Yes. They killed it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Your mom is just a good sport.
And that's the thing. Let me just point out for the record. Christian Republican. So.
So fuck you, Trump.
Exactly.
Fuck you. We're taking your people, bitch.
Yeah. So, and that was literally recorded in this fucking hot as hell studio. It was like in the hottest night of this summer. And I was sitting here sweating bullets, and they were so open.
Calm and composed about this.
I'll tell you what, they did not know what they were expecting.
Oh yeah.
And what was a bummer was I was trying to find some lyrics from Sperm Swamp, but of course they don't have any lyrics, so.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to find, I wanted my mom to read the necro incest in Grandpa's coffin, but you know, she couldn't. So yeah. It better.
Oh
so.
No, it came out great.
But yeah, and I think
beautifully done.
Yeah, I think I have to, you know, give them props because that was incredible.
Good on them.
Yeah. So Christian Republicans reading Torso Fuck lyrics. Man. That's a new segment in and of itself. We should just start taking those lyrics to churches with a GoPro.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, other than that, folks, I can't think of anything else that we really need to cover. You know, we covered the pizza. We covered the ETHOT dying. We covered Area 51.
We covered your mom.
Exactly. So.
And then huffed and puffed and shit on her.
She is
no, I was talking about the listeners' moms.
Yeah.
Sorry. Alarms.
So you went from a Rugrats theme to something else.
Yeah, just like the normal standard tone.
Yeah, exactly.
I really wish I could shut these alarms off.
But yeah, we do have a special gift for you guys. Basically, the album that we promoted in Season 1, Episode 2. This is going back. Scott Stapp Sings the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Is coming very soon, so we'd like to play a track from that now. This is Scott Stapp covering Alanis Morissette's You Ought to Know, so enjoy that, folks.
I want you to know I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me, is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you or nothing at all? Does she speak elegantly, and would she have your baby? Does she make a really excellent mother? Could the love that you gave that we made, what a name of a made it up for you, did it later in life? No. And every time you speak her name, does it do me a hold me a hold me until you die? Till you die, will you still live in hell? To remind you of the mess you left with your ear. It's not fair to deny me all of the cross and will of you gave to me. Yeah. But if you'll get a family, miss a dear family, I hate to be in the middle of y'all. With a slam in the face, how quickly I would replace, and are you thinking of me when you fuck her off? Cause the love in the game of the mail will make it enough to eat it. I'm a favorite name, but I know that it all may hold me out.
All right, folks, I think that is going to do it for this episode of The Church Absurd. As
it
I said,
has been good to talk to you all again.
Yes.
It's been a while.
And rest assured, when we have the next episode, it will be a full-on episode when Sam has not been working for 12 hours straight and,
yeah.
and you know, everything like that. And so, yeah.
Try not to get as high next time either.
Exactly. Be sure to...
I will, though.
Yeah. Be sure to get excited for the rest of... the rest of everything we got going on. If you ever get tired of hearing my lovely voice, you can hear me also on the Fickle Fanboy with RPM. I am now second mic on that. And you can also hear me on Acclaim and Shame, the movie podcast that RPM and I do, where we look at two movies, one that is critically acclaimed, one that is critically reviled. And Deacon Sam will be getting involved in that eventually.
And I will be getting back on Twitter to spew just some stupid shit, spitball some stupid ideas.
And you can follow
to respond to about what we should do on the show.
And you can follow him at...
At Hangry Pitbull.
And you can follow me at RevJess underscore FL Radio. And
if you're on Xbox Live, I am Deacon Sam FLR.
Yep. And I would say follow Cardinal Chris, but he's no longer streaming because he's fucking dead. So
dead.
Yep. So fuck him. Anything else we want to cover before we get out of here? Anything else?
If you're in your early 20s and you're a male, you can probably get some of Lonnie's military money for a night out.
Alrighty, folks.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, that is going to do it for this episode of the Church of Terror. Until next time, folks, go in peace and tear
the world to pieces. There isn't any God, and when you die, you're just dead. And heaven's just a fairy tale to put you to bed. Sometimes I think about the chance that I'm wrong, and then I close my eyes and just remember this song. I said there isn't any God, and when you die you're just dead. And heaven's just a fairy tale to put you to bed. There ain't nobody watching us, cause nobody cares. And in the end we're living all This has been a Fat Lulz Radio production. To hear more shows like this, go to soundcloud.com/fatlulzradio. A very special thank you going out to Rusty Cage for the use of his song, There Isn't Any God, off of the album Rusty Cage Volume 4, Gang Stalkers, available physically and digitally through rustycagemusic.com. So... hey guys, it's Reverend Jess here. I just want to put in this little disclaimer for anybody who may be re-listening to this. If you heard the original version, which was only up for one day, you may notice a slight difference on this listen through. And that's because we received a cease and desist from one of the participants' lawyers. So... because of that, I'm fucking broke. I don't earn dog shit from this show. I don't have a choice but to take part out of the episode, and that's why it may be a little bit different. I will say, however, this is the last time. It's the first and last time I will ever censor anything on this episode. On any episode, for that matter. So... if for some reason you've been offended by anything on this show, just understand how much I've cut out in the past. That's going to go away. I will never again sully the creative vision that we have here at the Church Absurd, regardless of who it offends. So, for those of you who don't understand that this is very much a character-based show,
and it is clearly all done in good fun, you may want to stop listening. Because I don't need people listening who don't understand and are not smart enough to understand. So, just be prepared. I give you my word that never again will this show be censored. If you hear a bleep, that's because someone's name has been mentioned that doesn't want their name out in the public eye. But, yeah. Just be fucking prepared, folks, because this whole situation has very much pissed me off. And, yeah. So, apologies to our fans, those smart enough to know what a joke is and to know what this show is. But unfortunately, you can't hear the regular edition of this episode. I cannot publicly post it. So, for the rest of you, buckle up.